KT9KJS is moderating.
This is W8MEL.
KE9CJS monitoring. KDMEY requesting use of the KDMEY repeater. As this should link in the WDC system, please stand by. Thank you, everyone. KDMEY standing by for the mess.
Attention. Saturday night 220 Inquisitor Net will begin in approximately 4 minutes. KA8TPX. As they say, it's 6 o'clock somewhere. Good evening. This is KA8TPX. Stephen Kentwood, requesting the use of the KDNEY, NHJPR, and W8DC repeaters for this evening's 220 Inquisitor Net. I will be your net control station for this evening's net. This is a Ronald Robbins sound net open to all appropriately licensed radio amateurs. When checking in, please give your call sign twice and slowly, a second time phonetically, with your name, location, and the type of check-in you would like these nights. Get started. Do you have any announcements for the net tonight? Please call. Hearing nothing, we'll go right to check-ins. Do we have any check-ins for tonight's net? Please call now.
KDMEY, Kilo Delta 8, Mike Echo Yankee, Stephen Walker. Good evening, Stephen, and thank you for taking the net.
Hey, Stephen, and we have a good time doing it. Getting more and more relaxed as we go. Thank you for the check-in. Again, taking check-ins for tonight's 220 Inquisitor Net. Please come now.
KE9CJF, Kilo Echo 9, Charlie Juliet Sierra, Todd, South Bend, Indiana.
Okay, we got KE9CJS, and I believe the handle was Todd. If you come back real quick, please.
KE9CJS, yes, that's correct.
The handle there is Todd. Come back. Any more check-ins for tonight's net? Please come now.
That's it. KBATYJ, Kilo Bravo 8, Tango Yankee Juliet, Tom and Granville. And I'm going to be short time tonight, Steve. Wanted to give you a number, though, and I'll be here for a little bit.
And good, Tom. Welcome, and thank you for the check-in. Take maybe a couple more check-ins, and then I'll get to tonight's topic, though. This is KATPX, Net Control, the 220 Inquisitor Net, taking check-ins. Please come now. Okay, Tom, I'll take you first, and tonight's topic is going to be, do you do anything in winter sports-wise? Ski, snowmobile, walk, down the trails in the wintertime? Any winter activities? Go ahead, pick it up, Tom. KBATYJ, KAATTX, Net Control.
Well, this is Tom, KBATYJ here. Good evening to everybody in, on the net. And, yeah, I'm going to be short-timed out. I am still having voice issues here. I have had this crud for, like, 2 weeks, and I think it's getting better. But every time I think that, I still seem to have voice issues. So I'm going to keep it short, but I'll certainly listen out for the rest of the net. Winter sports, I'm going to answer this question in a real non-traditional way. You know, sports can take many forms, and I guess if I was to pick a winter sport that I get involved in, it's contesting, sort of the radio sport. As many of you know, if you've been in amateur radio for a long time, the contest season sort of runs from kind of maybe the beginning of November through April or so, then it sort of slows down. And I have a lot of fun doing various contests, and it is competitive. I mean, it really is. You know, the adrenaline gets going as you try to make contacts, and you can test your abilities and beat your score from last time. So it's a non-traditional answer to a great question, so hopefully that's okay. And with that, Steve, I'll turn it back to you, and I'll be listening. This is KBATYJ.
Okay, Tom, and thanks. You know, I had thought about that, but there is a lot of contesting that's done in the wintertime. So, hey, winter sports are wide-ranging, as you may be. This is KBATYJ. Net Control for the 220 Inquisitor Net. Do I have any more check-ins for tonight? Please come now. Okay, hearing nothing, I'll go back to the top of the list. KB8MEY, KA8TPX. Pick it up, Steve.
KB8MEY. Well, you hear me true and form on 220 using my Lenko radio. And, one that everyone complains that they can't hear me. I'm basically talking very firmly, very loudly into the mic. I'd love, first off, to like to say thank you to Tom for checking in tonight, and also the other gentleman down in Alabama. Winter activity. I don't really get out and do like the skiing and, you know, all that stuff. I consider winter sports like bowling, darts, recreational sports. So that's, thanks again for taking the net tonight, Steve. KAY, back to net.
Well, thanks, Stephen, for checking in. And you know, you're absolutely right. I used to bowl, and they were always winter leagues, so. You know, I'm learning more and more about my own topic tonight. All right. With that, 59CJS, Todd, South Bend, Indiana. Come on in, please.
KD9CJS, Todd here from South Bend, Indiana. This is my first week of having my technician license just past last Saturday, and using a Bofang UV25 Pro radio tonight. Been working out pretty well on this channel. Winter sports-wise, or winter activities, rather, snowmobiling has always been a family favorite. My parents have that property up near Three Rivers in Michigan in a rural area, and always had snowmobiles in the winter, so that's kind of always been a fun thing to do, and we really enjoyed that.
a little good cut, and congratulations on the new ticket there, the technician. I just actually updated here about 3 weeks ago as a technician, so I guess we're both kind of new at this. Okay, on the snowmobiling, you know, that was the one that came to my mind, snowmobiling and skiing, but I'm learning there a lot more. So, hey, Todd, are you going to stick around, or are you going to be short time or in and out tonight? Go ahead.
KE9CGS, I think I'll try to stick around for a while. That may be in and out.
Well, that's great. We love to have you. With that, I'm going to take more check-ins. KE8TPX, net control for the P20 Inquisitor Net. Taking check-ins. Please come now. Well, hearing nothing, I'll turn it back up to Stephen. KE8NY, Stephen, you got any thoughts? Any thoughts? Or anything else for us tonight? Go ahead.
KE8NY. Yeah, I had to catch myself there. Wanted to mention that MTS. I'm not. Thank you, MC, for taking the net. I will take it. Overall, very happy to hear Tom, TVQYJ, and Scott down in South Bend. It does show that some of our links are working down into Indiana. But, well, overall, I think it's been a fairly mild winter, and not sure if there's going to be more coming ahead. I think there's going to be some bad storms, but here of those that live in the Midwest, we have to be cautious, be thoughtful as to being prepared. You know, do we have the proper stuff at home? You know, food, potential heat, and such. So with that, Steve, I'll send it back to you, and thank you again for taking the mess. KEMY to QETPS. Back to home.
There's no problem. Beginning to have fun doing it, so it's not a problem at all. I'm going to stop for a minute, see if there are any more check-ins out there. KEATPX, net control for tonight's 220 net. Please come now.
NADDD, November 8, Delta, Golf, Delta.
Good evening, Tom. I'm kind of worried about you. Hi. Hope you're doing well tonight. Topic tonight is winter activities. Doesn't sports, I'll say winter activities, and I'm learning they can be inside or outside. So I just wonder if you're doing any winter activities in the wintertime, Tom, at all? Go ahead and pick it up at ACDDKATPX.
Oh, not really. And then messing around with the antenna, it's going to have to be out there to move it one way or another. One direction or another, no bands, but yeah, it's not too much. I got a cold right now, so by the time in there, anyway, yeah, they took the jet and that's what's going on. So that's about it. I don't know, but that just turned it on.
Okay, real good, Tom. I don't know if you're on a different radio, that you've got a lot of noise behind you tonight, which you usually don't have, but maybe it's just where you're at if you've got an HP sitting in your chair or whatever. So, good, Tom. I didn't catch. Did you want to be just kind of in and out tonight since you're not feeling real well?
Yeah, I'll be in and out.
Very good. We got you. Todd, KE9CJS, just kind of let you know, the system you're into, I don't know what repeater you're into down South Bend. It's probably like WB9YPA, I think. But the system goes from west of Indiana, a little town called Roosevelt down there, and comes all the way up here to Grand Rapids, then goes to the east. Going into, Steve, you may have to help me. I'm not quite sure how far east we're going, but I know it's down over to the east side of the state. So, KE9CJS, Todd, pick it up. This is KE8TPX, control.
KE9CJS, Todd here. Yeah, I'm actually familiar where Worshipville is. I grew up in Kokomo, and for several years, so I've been to that small little town. And it's kind of interesting to hear that there's a repeater there, but yes, I am on the WB9YPA repeater. It seems to be working pretty well for me. And as I said, I completed my technician class last weekend, and I've started to work on my general, so looking forward to that. And kind of discovering things. Ham radio has been something I've been interested in quite a while, and finally got around to getting a license for it, and enjoying the hobby so far.
Sounds like that. Something's got you hooked already, so nothing wrong with that at all. Tom, if you're still around, I had a question for you.
Is that for me, KDHCY?
Yeah, I just had a real quick question for you. I believe it was Thursday night, maybe, is the SimplexNet on 480. And then you guys went to a GMRS repeater, and that repeater I could barely hear, and it was waving in and out. The S meter would go high, then go all the way down to nothing. And do you recall the repeater you were on, what the frequency was? Go ahead, and where it's located?
Yeah, this is KDATYJ here. It is the Walker GMRS repeater. The frequency is 462.725. That's 462.725, and it has a 141.3 tone on it.
You can real good. I'll try to get into that. But the other night, it was, I could barely hear you guys, and it was almost, I couldn't catch a squelch tail on the repeater sometimes. It was just very, very strange how it was coming in. So, okay, I'll let you rest there. If you got anything more input, you want to jump in here, let us know. You sure to do that, Tom. Any more check-ins for the 220 Inquisitor net, please come now. Okay, hearing nothing, I'm going to bounce back up to Stephen, KDMUY. Stephen, are you about talked up for the evening, or got some goodies to get it? Go ahead.
Why? Well, I do have some stuff I need to do. One, make me dinner. I came home after a bad day at work. You know, bosses that just don't understand. But there's what it is. And thank you again, Steve, for taking the net, and I want to say thank you again to you, Steve, Todd, Tom, and I didn't catch the other gentleman's name, but thank you for checking in. We're here every Saturday from 6. So we close. 16%. Please check in. And it is TYJ. You gotta kick that stuff. Get the field nuts. I'll send back to that. Give me one.
Okay, real good. I'll turn it down there to Todd, 59CJS. Todd, I don't know if you heard everything Stephen was saying, but our net is every Saturday night at 6 p.m., and we go until we run out of check-ins and run out of work. So shove it down there to you, Todd, and this may be the last go around here. So go ahead and pick it up.
KE9CJF. I've really enjoyed being on here tonight and meeting all of you, and I'll be sure to check back in hopefully next week, and appreciate this event and just the service that you guys provide.
Okay, perfect, Todd. Thank you very much. We're glad to have you in here. This is kind of a semi-new net. We're just trying to build the check-in list. So, do you have any stations or have any final comments or business for the net this evening? Please come now.
Break.
Go break.
Hey, I told Steve I'd do this, trying to do dinner with the kid, but let's add one more to the log. Kilo Alpha 8, Delta Uniform X-Ray, in and out, and keep up the great work on making 220 great again.
D-U-X, welcome to the net. Thanks for the check-in, and we've got you down to the I.O., in and out. Wonder, is his name Glenn by chance?
Yes, sir, that is a good copy on the guy using the mic on this side.
Okay, real quick, Glenn. Again, thank you for checking in. And with that, any more check-ins for tonight's chat, please come now.
KBATYJ, recheck.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Steve, I'm a little surprised that you have trouble with that Walker GMRS repeater. I think it has a pretty good footprint. Now, of course, I have heard you on SAMS, the 462-600. Really sounded good there. Where are you exactly? I could look you up on QRZ, but I figured I'd ask directly.
Sure, no problem. I'm probably about a mile and a half north of M6, just to the west of Kalamazoo Avenue. That should give you a pretty good idea. Kind of between 6th Street and 52nd Street, west of Kalamazoo.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you had trouble with that. Tell you what, sometime if you want to, let's test it. We can do that. Just email me or give me a call. As you know, I monitor the link system, and I also monitor the K8SN440 repeater system. Or you can email me or something. I think you have my email. Give me a call or send me an email, and we'll see if we can figure out a way to help you test that out.
Real good. Thanks, Tom. I was kind of surprised, too, because it just didn't make any sense why that one wasn't booming in here just like Sam's does. But anyway, thanks for the offer, and I will touch base with you and see what we can do here in the future. See if I can get things arranged. Maybe just the antenna position. I don't know. With that, I'll go back to any more check-ins for tonight's net. Any stations that have any final comments for business for tonight's net, please come now.
KDA-MEY. Just want to say thank you again, Steve, for taking the net and for all who check in. Let's D20 live. And thank you for all you do for it. With that, we'll send back to net.
Well, very good, Steven. Thanks for the compliment. It's like I say, it's starting to become fun. So if nobody's got anything else, I'm going to take a break. Anybody go? Something with anything? You know, I think I'm going to go towards closing the net for the season. Come now. Okay, sounds good. We had 5 check-ins, 6 participants, including myself. of course, are always welcome. No, this is an open net, so if you got something on your mind, don't be afraid to speak out. Pretty soon I'm going to start quizzing and finding out how I'm doing here. With that, I want to close the net. 73 is Paul, Stephen, Todd, Tom, and Glenn. I appreciate the check-ins for this evening. This time I'm going to close the net and turn all the recruiters back to normal amateur use. 73 is all, and thank you very much. 38 TPS, to be clear.
ADNEY. For the repairs to the normal use, please stand by. Thank you again to everyone here on 220. Sorry, I was not at control tonight, but the gentleman down in South Bend, please come back, and thank you for joining us, and congratulations on your attack lesson.